We definitely want it to open up and play. You know, there's more of a stadium feel, and it's, I think there's more of an atmosphere, big time, you know, big game atmosphere. And, the guys really enjoy that. I mean, that's what playing high school sports is all about sometimes. But, yeah, it was exciting just to start and open up. You know, senior night, there was a lot of energy there, too. You know, more guys on the bench. And, again, I want to say thank you to those guys. They've been great for the 2 years that I've known them.
Yeah, anytime you got a group that large, that's, you know, they've been a big part of what you've been able to do. So, very appreciative of their
Yeah, and like I said, I couldn't ask for anything more, and they did a good job tonight. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the W, but I think that is a credit to how Oswego came out the second half. They came out ready to play, and for a while, we couldn't find our feet and couldn't, you know, match their intensity, but we were able to stick one in there to tie it up.
Like Travis said, it probably was a deserved draw. Both teams had their moments where, of good play, and you know, they had you had their advantage at the start of the second half, then they got it back, and then you managed to pull even there at the end. So it was that type of match. It's just kind of back and forth. I mean, there seems like there's some chances in the first half that you could have got.
Yeah, and again, that's been something that's been plaguing us all season, is just, you know, finishing the ball, you know, being able to build the ball up and then, you know, smell the back of the net and put it in. We'd ideally like to work on that as the season closes, but yeah, I definitely agree with you that, you know, we did need to finish a few more of opportunities, and again, but it was a good draw. Like I said, they matched our intensity at the second half, and it's scary to think, you know, that most of those guys are sophomores, so a little bit down the road, they're going to be quite dangerous.
They made a lot of progress over the course of the year from when I first saw them to where they're at today, so they're really amazing. Now, you were missing some people that obviously would have helped your cause.
Yeah,
today.
some big starters. Nick Henry was out today, and Tyler Langosh both starting in the back, left Tyler. And then in the middle, he's actually Tyler. Nick plays everywhere. So we definitely missed those guys, but I'm proud of my guys. Those of you that got in and stepped up.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that talk about some of the people that you're really happy with. I mean, there were a lot of people who performed well, but some of the guys who were really most impressed with the way they stepped up.
The way they stepped up, you know, like I said, Joe Ganji always does a great job. Yeah. Joe Petrak, I put Joe a ton of different spots there, and he is very versatile, and he's always just playing as hard as he can. Uh-huh. So on top of that, you know, Edwin got his goal. I think that gave him some confidence that he definitely needed.
Yep.
Up top, TJ is always a threat.
Yep.
And Stephen Beavis in the back was just dominant in the air, and those are some of the guys that stuck out right now.
So again, we're here already finishing up. It's gone by fast. Your guys are, if you can, again, that's like what everybody's searching for. You can
consistency,
put everything, you
consistency,
can have that consistency.
You know, having 16, 17, 18-year-old guys play consistently is the art of coaching high school soccer. And, I was talking to the head coach from Oswego, and it's just being able to do that consistently, and especially at the end of the season. You know, I got to put that on me if the guys aren't focused, but they got to bring it too, and that's what we're trying to preach. You know, let's be focused. Let's play at the top of our game, and we have our moments, I would say. There's definitely some improvements still to be had.